Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our high nearing 81. Staying mostly clear overnight with a low around 54. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our high nearing 84. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday night with a low around 56. Showers may linger early on Sunday, then sunshine with a high of 78. Mostly clear with a low of 53 Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, a Lyon County man who has been listed as missing has been found alive in a long-term care facility. Randy Hacker, 60, went missing on August 15, 2020. He was a resident of Emporia, and at the time, Hacker told neighbors he was moving to Colorado. According to the Emporia Police Department, Hacker was never actually missing. A concerned family member had reported him missing because they did not know of Hacker's location. Motorists traveling through Kansas will need to be on their best roadway behavior, as there's going to be an increased police presence throughout the state due to a statewide campaign. According to the Riley County Police Department, they will join 160 other law enforcement agencies in their task to vigorously enforce Kansas occupant restraint and other traffic laws as part of the 2022 Kansas Click It or Ticket campaign. This period of increased police activity will last from May 22nd to June 4th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Finney County law enforcement authorities are investigating an alleged threat at USD 457 in Garden City. On Wednesday, police received a report about a possible criminal threat between students at Bernadine Sitz Intermediate Center at 3101 Belmont Street in Garden City. That's according to a media release. Investigators learned that a 13-year-old student made statements that scared other students and made a specific threat toward one student. The Garden City Police Department will file an affidavit with the Finney County Attorney's Office requesting charges of criminal threat on the 13-year-old student. Just after 11:30 p.m. on Monday, police conducted a traffic stop in the 200 block of East Main Grove. That's according to a media release. The department canine was deployed and made a positive alert on the vehicle after a probable cause search. Police arrested 36-year-old Kyle Eidson on requested charges of meth possession, marijuana possession, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's in custody in the Dickinson County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, a 24-year-old Lincoln man has been found not guilty of shooting and killing a man during a fight in September. Lindell Harris had been charged with second-degree or manslaughter and a gun violation in the death of 28-year-old Alonzo Jones at an apartment where Jones lived. Prosecutors say Harris and Jones fought. Police said Jones was shot when he reached for Harris's gun during the fight. Harris's attorney argued during the trial that Harris fired at Jones in self-defense. Meatpacking plants were some of the hardest hit when it came to the spread of COVID-19. In the first year of the pandemic alone, dozens of Nebraska meatpacking plant workers died. Now a new congressional report shows that top officials worked with the previous administration to keep them open, despite internally acknowledging an ongoing risk. The report also shows that representatives from meatpacking facilities successfully lobbied the USDA to add policies that got rid of employee benefits if they chose to stay home or quit. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 42% of Gage County voters turned out for Tuesday's primary election, boosted by contested races for governor on both tickets, as well as several other state races. On the Republican ticket, Adrian Smith won the congressional ballot, and Gage County went with Jim Pillen in a three-way race for governor. Charles Herbster finished just ahead of Brett Lindstrom. In a county contested ballot for Board of Supervisors, District 7 incumbent Terry Jurgens held off a challenge from Randy Ferking with 72% of the votes, 323 to 121. On the Democratic side, David Else was the favorite for Congress and Carol Blood for governor. Primary winners advanced to the November general election. Beatrice voters passed an economic development question on the ballot, with 58% voting yes, 1,695 to 1,211. And Wymore voters chose Milton Pike for mayor, edging Colin Mintz by 7 votes, 133 to 126. In a three-way race with several write-ins as well, Pike is the apparent winner based on unofficial totals. He received just over 45% of ballots. Robert Morgan wins a four-way race for Beatrice Mayer. Area high school graduations this weekend. Frankfort and Centralia commencement Saturday at 10:30, with 20 seniors at Frankfort, 26 at Centralia. Axtell graduates 7 at 11 Saturday. Diller Odell commencement is Saturday at 2, 16 seniors. Valley Heights will graduate 20 at 2. Southern High commencement is Saturday at 5, with 22 graduates. Hanover and Lynn ceremonies are Sunday at 1. Hanover has 14, Lynn has 12 seniors. Washington County will graduate 20 Sunday at 2. And Marysville graduation is Sunday at 2:30, with 54 in this year's class. Former Valley Heights football coach Tony Trimble will come back and take the head coaching position at Marysville High School, succeeding Dustin Hoyer, who resigned earlier this spring. Trimble was at Hutchinson last year after serving as Valley Heights coach for 16 years, with previous experience including a year at Hanover. He was hired at Wednesday night's USD 364 school board meeting. Also at that meeting, a group of MHS seniors had presented a petition and request for moving Sunday's commencement outdoors to the stadium. After discussion, the board did not move to change the location from the activity center. River Valley Extension District will host a program on keys to embracing aging next Tuesday in Washington, as well as Clay Sutter. Extension Agent Jordan Schutte will lead the conversation, which is open to the public.
So how we take care of ourselves today, both physically, mentally, and throughout the years, is going to affect our natural process of aging. And many healthy centenarians, or Americans who are 100 years old or older, are teaching us that aging can actually be a really positive, joyful, and exciting experience.
The free program open to the public Tuesday, May 17th, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Then again that afternoon at 2 in Clay Sutter. It will be offered again next Thursday in Concordia and Belleville. Jordan Schutte will talk more as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She will focus on some keys to aging well.
Yeah, a few of those include a positive attitude, nutrition, physical activity, you know, you mentioned finances, so financial security and medical literacy. That's just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And so this program, we're going to just touch on.
Marjorie E. Schmidt, age 94, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service will be held a week from Sunday, May 22nd, with the Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Schmidt. Herbert J. Pleggy, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Herb Pleggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cinnamon pears. Monday's menu, pulled pork with a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It's Nursing Home Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehab knows that it is a difficult decision to place a loved one in a retirement center. We are here to listen, care, and help you check out your options. Whether it's assisted living or skilled care nursing, we will share our home with you. Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today and temperatures will start to cool down. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 40s and mid 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 53, and the record low, 32. Sunset this evening, 8:31. Sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Thunderstorm warnings prompted last evening for parts of Washington and Gage County early evening. A brief thunderstorm moved across later in the evening, and we received just a trace amount of precipitation at the studios in Marysville. Skies remain overcast with cooler, drier air. It's 60 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Has your life changed? So should your health insurance. The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help you find the coverage that you need after a new job, marriage, or child. Our certified navigators provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
Game 6 night in the NBA semis. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was win or go home for the Sixers and Mavericks last night. Philadelphia hosting Miami in Game 6 of the Eastern semis. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey each put up 20, but got no meaningful help from their teammates. Sixers falling to the Heat 99-90. Jimmy Butler led the charge with 32 points. Miami advances to the Eastern Conference Championship. Butler post-game talked about his on-court clinch with Embiid.
I'm proud of him. Yes. I still wish I was on his team. I definitely love the Miami Heat, though, man. I'm glad that I'm here, but I got so much respect and love for Joel Embiid.
A different story in Dallas. The Mavericks cruise to an easy 113-86 victory over the Suns. Third game this series decided by a margin of 20 points or more. Luka Doncic led all scorers with 33 points. The teams will tip off the decisive Game 7 on Sunday. NHL, the Blues advance to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs with their 5-1 win over Minnesota. More Stanley Cup. The defending champion Lightning found themselves in overtime, a Toronto goal away from an early playoff exit. But Tampa center Braden Point said, let's play game seven.
Hagel put it in front. Killorn shoots, save made. Rebound, Point. Score! Braden Point! Braden Point!
The call on AM 970 WFLA. Tampa's bid for a Stanley Cup three-peat continues tomorrow night. The Bruins skating on home ice against the Hurricanes. Brad Marchand opened the scoring early in the second and had an assist on Charlie Coyle's power play goal that made it 2-0. Andrei Svechnikov had two goals for Carolina, but that was all the help they'd get as the Bruins beat the Hurricanes 5-2. That series also heading to Game 7 tomorrow afternoon. And in Los Angeles, it was the Oilers' Tyson Barrie with the game winner. Edmonton forces Game 7 with their 4-2 win over the Kings. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Sheer Quality Furniture values their patrons and pledges to maintain high standards of customer service and product throughout the year and beyond. Thank you for your patronage from Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. farmers expected to produce 1.17 billion bushels of winter wheat this year. It's the first winter wheat production forecast for 2022 issued by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. The forecast calls for an 8% drop from last year. As of May 1st, the U.S. yield expected to average 47.9 bushels per acre, down 2.3 bushels from last year's average of 50.2. Hard red winter wheat production forecast 590 million bushels, down 21% from a year ago. Soft red winter wheat predicted to be 354 million bushels, that expected to be a 2% drop from 2021. White wheat, 230 million bushels, up 38% from a year ago. Of the white winter wheat production, 15.7 million is hard white, 214 million soft white. NASS surveyed roughly 9,300 producers from across the country in preparation for that production report. Now, the May World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates called for lower corn and higher soybean production in 22-23. The corn outlook calls for lower domestic use, exports, and ending stocks, and higher prices. The corn crop projected 14.5 billion bushels. That's 4.3% less than USDA trend from February. Total corn supplies will decline 2.7% to 15.9 billion bushels, and the season average corn price projected $6.75 a bushel. Soybean outlook, higher supplies, crush, exports, and ending stocks for the year. The soybean crop will be 4.64 billion bushels, 5% higher than a year ago. Soybean supplies, 4.89 billion bushels, up 4% from last year as well. Season average soybean price, $14.40 a bushel, up $1.15. And all U.S. wheat production forecast, 1.72 billion bushels. An all wheat yield of 46.6 bushels per acre with a price at a record, $10.75 a bushel. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Open America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Friday morning to you. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, you probably heard, folks, a lot of bombing going on in the city of Melitopol. Something interesting there for agriculture that I dug up, and I think you'll find it interesting as well. First of all, the Russians found a dealership with a lot of brand new equipment on hand in their lot, and they took it. I'm telling you, this is interesting. They stole tractors, they stole combines, and they stole planters, and they took them back to Russia and couldn't get them started. Guess what? They are remotely disabled. And without serious software hackers, they probably got them because they're the best hackers in the world. But they're going to have to do a lot of work to get them to run. Maybe by that time, somebody will have changed some other things. In any event, folks, what are we hearing about their production? Different things. The last time we heard something that only 20% of the spring crop is going to be planted. Now comes a guy says 70% will be. But in any event, they're going to give it all they can to plant as much as they can. And if they plant 70% of the spring crop, friends, that's not going to have the effect on our grain market as much as we thought it would. What about wheat? Wheat harvest? What will they get done there? Same thing. We don't know. Get different reports. We'll have to wait for more, friends. But if they get a bunch of this wheat cut that they have on the ground right now, it'll make a difference on our wheat market here. So stay tuned to the next Steckline Report.
That again was Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report with our partners over at Cake News. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated, and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
Have you considered companion planting for natural pest control? A strategy for putting the power of herbs to use today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 13th. It is the 133rd day of the year, and Stevie Wonder is celebrating a birthday. If you've ever been tempted to surrender your garden to pests, here's a new tactic to try this year. Repel them naturally with herbs. Basil planted with tomatoes is said to deter flies and mosquitoes. Put some dill near your cabbage to keep away the cabbage moths. Mint will do the same job near beans and carrots. Sage is a good herb for repelling carrot flies. And garlic is known to repel Japanese beetles. Plant it near your roses and raspberries. Do your research before you plant, though. Some herbs can deter the growth of certain vegetables. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
.728 from KNDY. Promise of thunderstorms last night. Not much way of rain here at the studios, just a couple hundredths of an inch is all. We remain with a cloudy overcast, but drier, cooler air this morning. It's 60. We'll look for still warmer than average temperatures into the 80s today, but about 10 degrees off near record highs earlier this week.
Yeah.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The National Football League announced the regular season schedule for the 2022 season on Thursday. The Chiefs are currently slated to play in 5 primetime contests, including 3 nationally televised games at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. This year's regular season schedule features 9 games versus 8 playoff teams from 2021. On Wednesday, Mammoth Sports said it will begin construction on multiple projects for Kansas State University Athletics starting in the late summer in Manhattan. Mammoth noted that the project includes new turf for the football and baseball fields, as well as new work on the football practice facility. The company noted the installation of the new indoor and outdoor practice fields will start on August 1st. The project at the baseball field will begin on August 3rd. However, the project at the football stadium will not begin until the 2022 season has concluded. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
The staff at Alfea is thrilled to cheer for the Pawnee City Indians track team. All the fans are proud of the athletes' fine skill, speed, and stamina, and will be rooting for the boys and girls at the upcoming track meet. So good luck, Indians, from your loyal fans at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. All of us at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC are cheering loudly for the Beatrice Orangemen track team as they take on the competition at the district meet. The perseverance and motivation these athletes possess is admirable and is sure to bring home the wins. Good luck from your fans here at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Tired of watching me hurt you. I'm tired of being the teardrops on your face. I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm tired of loving this way. I know your every weakness. I can find one in everything you say. I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm not what you really need. I'm not.
1370 and FM 94.1 KNDY.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, she stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring